the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Recently, the Jordan Valley Innovation Center, or JVIC, at Missouri State University was granted $5.4 million from the Missouri Technology Corporation to invest in the manufacturing of semiconductors. Alan Kunkel is the Associate Vice President for Economic Development and Director of the Jordan Valley Innovation Center. I'm Sophia Perez, and today Kunkel explains how they plan to use the grant to fund opportunities for innovation.
So the Missouri Technology Corporation is a quasi-state agency. They received funding through the state legislature last year to start this program. This is the first year they've actually done this specific program. Missouri Technology Corporation, or MTC, has a wide variety of programs that we've accessed over the years. They have money for innovation centers. They have money for building entrepreneurial capacity through the e-factory. They do investments in startup companies. But this grant program is new this year to really reinforce a couple industries that have dangers related to the national security and to position Missouri in a better way to compete in certain industries. One of the industries that they targeted was the semiconductor industry, and that's how our application fits into their program.
Kunkel explains what the grant money will be used for.
The Jordan Valley Innovation Center at Missouri State was recognized as one of the three nodes in the country from an organization called NexFlex. NexFlex focuses on flexible hybrid electronics primarily, although they do a wide variety of things that impact the semiconductor industry. So we are the only node in the Midwest. The other two nodes are in New York and Massachusetts. Our application basically uses the state funds to help us implement that node. All the funds will be reinvested with companies to do projects that are going to advance technologies or processes or workforce needs that will position the state to be stronger in the semiconductor industry. Once we get our grant agreement finalized with MTC, we will do a call for projects process for any company in Missouri to apply to us for a project that will advance the semiconductor industry in Missouri. So once we get the proposals in from all the companies across Missouri that want to seek this funding, we will review those and make those awards, and they will be working in conjunction with JVIC to implement those projects.
Kunkel hopes to have the grant finalized with MTC within 90 days, and the call for projects will go out soon after.
We hope to get the call for projects out in the street within 60 days, 45 to 60 days, depending on how soon they get the grant agreement to us. And then the companies have a 30-day response period. And then we have maybe 3 weeks to have our review committee make recommendations. So we have an organization called Springfield Innovation, Inc. That's a 501c3 that works with both JVIC and the eFactory. That board will make the final decision on which projects are awarded. But we'll have a 3 to 5 member technical committee that will review their proposals and make a recommendation to the Springfield Innovation Board.
Recipients of the grant must be companies based in Missouri or companies with a partner in Missouri. Kunkel's team is finalizing their call for projects, but gives examples of the areas of interest and types of companies that may be eligible for the grant money.
But it could be as simple as increasing their infrastructure capacity. Company needs an additional clean room capacity to increase production or to facilitate a new technology, something like that, where we can invest in their facility or their equipment. It could be a workforce training program to say, hey, we got this new technology working on, but we got to help train the workforce to advance our technology. It could be equipment or other budgetary relations to developing a new technology or exploring R&D on a new technology to advance the semiconductor industry. So we're going to keep it as broad as we can, but at the same time, somewhat narrowly focused.
Springfield is one of three nodes in the country. A grant like this is a big deal.
So we are recognized by NexFlex as the Missouri node, and it allows us to compete. So they do the same process nationwide. So they get some federal dollars and they do a national call for projects that we and other companies can be part of as well. So it expands our reach, but also helps us use our facility and our technologies to collaborate with the other nodes and to collaborate with anybody that's already part of that NexFlex consortium. So there's dozens or hundreds of companies already involved in NexFlex nationwide, and it opens us up to be partners with those companies too as they need to work on their projects and participate in that national call for projects as well.
JVIC is located in the Idea Commons along with the eFactory.
I think both JVIC and eFactory facilitate working with local companies as well well as national companies and doing R&D and helping startups. The MTC Resiliency Grant is going to add another step to our process, another opportunity for us to work with local businesses in Missouri and to strengthen the semiconductor industry.
That was Alan Kunkel. I'm Sophia Perez for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.